Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, also the Paradigm book. I think it's called The Business of Paradigms, as I remember.
Yep.
And videos as well, a video of that as well, and the new book, Innovation, the new video, I should say,
yes.
Innovation at the Verge. Yep. Joel, where can we find your books and your videos?
Well, Amazon's got them all the books, and if they go to www.starthrower.com, all my videos are listed there at the distribution company, but also they just go to Joel at, or just go to joelbarker.com. They can
all
get
right.
to them.
www.joelbarker.com. Joel, you've been, as my audience knows by now, you've been tracking Innovation at the Verge, and every time you join us, you have some new, neat things to tell us about what's coming at us in the future. One of the things that you've been following, as I understand, is styrofoam made with fungi.
Yeah.
Styrofoam mushrooms?
Yeah.
Now, do I eat them, or do I pack ice in it, or what do I do?
Well, if you grew them one way, you'd probably eat them, but these guys, it's two guys who are, and by the way, this is I should say something about this movement. The level of innovation in terms of age is moving down rapidly. And we are seeing more and more college students in the midst of their degree work coming up with really big breakthroughs.
Yep.
Remember we talked about the shock absorber that generated electricity?
Yep.
Those are MIT students who were in the midst of, you know, working on a project, and the project led them to that innovation. Well, this green styrofoam is two guys, a guy, Eben Baer and Gavin McIntyre, who were in college, started messing around with the idea of what if you had mushrooms grow there. Their roots are called the mycelia, and they are extremely fine, and mushrooms put out, I mean, millions of them, right?
Right.
What they did is they grew them in a box on kind of waste products, husks of like wheat husks and stuff like that. So there was food for the mushroom, but nobody else had eaten it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the mycelia filled the box. But now if you think about it, it filled it in a sense that it left a whole bunch of little air gaps.
Right.
Just like insulation.
Mm.
So they took it, shaved it off, heated it up to about 150 degrees, which stopped the mycelia from growing, basically killed it and dried it off. And it has the same performance as styrofoam.
Wow.
So now...
So no biofuels used, no carbon fuels used in the production of styrofoam, which is what it takes.
Exactly, and even the temperature it requires to stop the process is between 100 and 150 degrees.
Wow.
Which is trivial heat. You know, I mean, that's... You could do that almost by, running a little waste heat thing
right.
off another generator.
Right.
The end result, of course, is now you have a material that, in fact, resists fire better than styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow it and actually grow it into shapes.
Wow.
So now you can actually customize the form that you're doing just by having the whatever you're growing it in.
And, of course, as we know, fungi grows very fast.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, here we go. By the way, they're at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, so there's the student part of it, right? End result is we may have a fundamentally, no pun intended, fundamentally new way to produce insulation. Now that's innovation at the verge. I'm going to bring fungus together with a form and produce a new biologically gentle, benign, environmentally benign insulation.
Very interesting. And of course, the applications for it, if it's heavier than styrofoam, which it may be, if it's organic, it may be. I don't know, but it may not be as good in every application. But it certainly for construction.
Exactly.
Or for insulation of a building, or I wonder what the sound insulation is on it.
Well, you know, sound insulation is basically attenuated mostly by little gaps.
Yeah.
It's loaded with little gaps.
Yeah.
So system. I guess
very much the way very much the way temperature insulation works.
Yeah,
holding other air in it. Yeah.
Yep.
What's another innovation that you're looking at?
That one's nice because what it does is it shows us again. In the book I talk about that the biological aspects are just that whole world is ripe for innovation at the verge, and this is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Second example is feathers and hydrogen storage.
What?
Feathers and hydrogen storage.
Feathers, like bird feathers.
Like,
I mean, are we any particular
chicken,
kind of feathers?
Chicken feathers.
Just right.
Because we got
fancy goose down. Chicken feathers.
And it's all scrap right now. We take the chicken feathers.
Well, we got a lot of that in this country, don't we?
Oh boy, do we ever! So again, research university. They were saying, okay. We can store hydrogen in nanotubes, but nanotubes are really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars a pound.
So when hydrogen is stored, what does it look like?
Well, what it does basically is it creates a weak bond with, and in this case, in a carbon fiber with the carbon. And then when you heat it a little bit, it releases that bond and the hydrogen comes out. So the goal that was set by the federal government was if you could hold 6.5% of the weight of the material, that's a lot of hydrogen, because hydrogen is really a rich energy source.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did is they took the chicken feathers and basically caramelized them. They cooked them in a low-oxygen environment, so they became carbonated. It changed the texture.
Ah.
Well, it holds, first time around, 2% of the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of the material is next. In fact, it's free.
Right. Please haul it off.
That's right. So in this case, I might not mind having a bigger bundle of it.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything.
If it's free, all I got to have is three times as much.
That's right.
Wow. Exactly. How about that? Feathers holding hydrogen. This is something. Hydrogen, I still, in my mind, that's the romantic alternative fuel for me is hydrogen. I don't know why, but I like it. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. Right after these messages. We come back. We're going to talk about spider silk. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Whatever you've got on your mind under the small business sun, you can find it there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my free newsletter, on and on. Find out more about our Brain Trust members like our good friend Joel Barker, who's with us right now. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joel is the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future, the new film, Innovation at the Verge, which I encourage you to check out. It's fascinating. Joel, and all that's it.
And Jim, we should tell them that I think you've got it on your site, too. I've got a blog now where I'm writing stuff. So if they want to kind of, once a week I toss in 5 to 7 new ideas. In particular, they're all good news.
Right.
So that if they want to chat with their kids about the future and help them see the good side of the future,
right,
that's a good source for them.
And you be sure to go to joelbarker.com. You can he actually got a couple of blogs there that you work off of. Joel, before we go into more innovation, I want to point out we got some historic information today. Today's a big day. 1851, Isaac Singer patented the double-headed sewing machine. Big deal.
Yep.
1877, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. How about that?
Big deal.
And then 1981, the 28 years ago, IBM unveiled the first PC, and I celebrated the 20th anniversary on this show in 2001 with somebody from IBM, by the way.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What I see in all three of those is they were all three paradigm shifts, too.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of them changed fundamentally the way we were doing things before. And basically, the double-headed needle, for instance, is a really good example. Nobody thought of that. He dreamed it. He had a dream in the middle of the night and was threatened by, I can't remember if it was an American Indian or anyway, somebody with a spear, and in his dream the spear had two holes in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It tells you something about creativity, but it also tells you about having to think outside the box, and he said, "Well, I'll do two of those instead of one."
Look at the cause and effect of some of these things.
Oh, huge!
I mean, like where would Microsoft be without the PC?
Exactly. Well, think about where fabric manufacturing would have been without the sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, all this stuff, you know, what it does, we've talked about this too, in the cascade of consequences that occurs from a great idea. You know, it's not just the idea itself, it's this never-ending mm-hmm. ripple that mm-hmm. reaches out again and again.
Well, you know, human beings are so... Such an interest. We're the top species of the animal planet. But you know, the difference between human beings and other animals is we beyond what we need, we want, and what we want is something is anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
Yeah.
And inside of that is where you find innovation, isn't it?
So often, though, I'll tell you. Necessity and the mother, you know, that goes together, the mother of invention.
Right.
And I think what we see in the animal world, they've just done some studies on crows, by the way, that demonstrate that crows can take a series of tools and use them in proper sequence. So there's a little hint of that back there.
Yeah, yeah.
We just took it to the end.
There you go. Hey, talk to us about spider silk.
Spider silk.
Is this different from caterpillar silk?
Different application, because you and I have talked about spider silk as an example of natural materials that we're learning to make. Somebody this is one of these classic accidental experiments. They were working with spider silk. They were soaking it to try and see if it changed its response, and it did some things, but not very interesting. Then, for some reason, the scientists decided to dampen the spider silk instead of do the other thing, and it shrunk.
Wow.
50 times.
Huh.
Now, think about a material shortening very rapidly.
And that dense.
Yeah, and that, well, and that strong.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're thinking about doing is bundling a bunch of this stuff, and then through the claws of moisture and then drying out, making it contract and expand and contract and expand just like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a totally different actuator.
Right.
Robots.
Right.
You may also have a replacement for people who've lost a leg muscle.
What about an energy source? Could it not become an energy source?
If you have
to move a motor or something.
Well, if you have an atmosphere where the dampness changes from morning till afternoon, absolutely, mm-hmm. you could have a contraction mm-hmm. process that would do that. But again, what the surprise is, we didn't know it did that.
Yeah.
Other things we don't know.
As we wrap up, Joel. To me, this is the kind of stuff we should be encouraging that will make fossil fuels obsolete, not punishing people for using fossil fuels.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Good fun, Jim.
Our best to the Suzuki family.
Yes, I'll pass that on.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.